Welcome to the J-Plan Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the J-Plan Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J-Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. The goal is not to be a gimmick fitness plan that makes you dependent on a DVD. The idea is to give users a realistic workout regimen that will promote independence and long-term results. This program is for all ages and fitness levels. Jeremy Allen, expert fitness trainer and former professional athlete, has been helping people reach their fitness goals for many years. He even coached a contestant on the hit television show The Biggest Loser to a 100-pound weight loss. She's even kept the weight off to this day. With that being said, Jeremy knows what it takes to lose weight in a healthy way and keep it off for good. And now, on to our show with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You know, when we built this platform on Building Fortunes Radio, I wanted it to be able to help people live a more successful life. We work with a lot of people that work from home, home-based businesses, entrepreneurs, people that think out of the box. Those people that are really special, they usually like to, they care about working with other people. They're certainly what I call builders, and that's one of the reasons why we call our radio show Building Fortunes Radio. Well, I had an opportunity to work with a customer of ours. His name is Jeremy Allen, and Jeremy's been very successful as an athlete, both in college and also in professional sports, and then recently, over the last couple of years, has really taken his passion towards fitness and weight loss and helping people physically as well as mentally, and I'm sure that all translates into financially as well, become more fit and successful, you know, with wherever they're at, and has put together a really great program. He calls it the J-Plan. So it's thejplan.com, so the word the as in T-H-E, and then the letter J by itself, like Jeremy, and then plan.com. If you go to thejplan.com, you're going to be able to see some really interesting things about him and some of the people that he's worked with. And I wanted to highlight a few radio shows where you can learn a little bit about Jeremy as well, because, you know, sometimes you're looking for who can I reach out to, who can I connect with that's going to be able to help me with my personal needs, and Jeremy certainly could be that person for you. We've spoken about different things during different radio shows. We're going to talk about some specific things today relating to, like, alcohol and medication and weight loss surgery and some other things that are a little bit outside the box when you think about weight loss. But the first thing I want to do is introduce to you Jeremy Allen and give him an opportunity to tell you a little bit about his past and his history, and then, of course, his passion for weight loss and fitness. So, Jeremy, over to you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Peter. And I'm just really excited to be on the show, and hopefully we can connect with some people out there that are really looking to change their lives, you know, from a health standpoint and in many other ways as well. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about you, how you got this whole thing started.
Well, actually, I got started because, you know, first of all, I'm a personal trainer, and I do that, you know, full-time. I do that. I have a lot of clients, and I just got to the point where I just didn't have enough time to take more clients, and I'm like, I want to reach more people. I want to help more people. So I was like, you know what? Let me create something where my philosophy can be, you know, I can get to more people, but it's not a location based situation or a time-based situation for me. I can create a program, you know, take a lot of time and resources to do that, but create a program that duplicates my philosophy and, you know, my ideas and my passion for fitness, but help somebody that isn't exactly in the same city as me and that isn't exactly, doesn't have to be on the same schedule as I have, and also doesn't, may not have the budget to meet with me personally. So I wanted to be able to reach more people. So that's why I created the J-Plan. That's why I wanted to create a program like this.
Excellent. Okay, good. And then a little bit about your background. Like, the, you know,
well,
college.
I played sports. I was an athlete in high school and in college, and I did football and track, and I also went to play in the NFL. So I played football professionally after college. I went to the University of Iowa. I'm originally from Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'm a Midwest kid, but I had big dreams, big goals, and, you know, kind of made it out of there. And you know, that led to me having a strong passion and be able to work with some of the best coaches in the world. I was on the, I was a U.S. junior champion in world. I was fourth in the world in the discus. And with that being said, I was able to work with Olympic caliber coaches from a track standpoint, and then football, and it allowed me to work with world-class coaches from that standpoint. So I really felt like, wow, I have a great opportunity to learn from the best. And now that I have that training, as well as my own training and experience, I can relay that to people around the world.
Excellent. Okay, good. So you came up, and we're going to get into some of the topics, but I want people to be able to look, and some of the people that are listening in have already heard from you before. So how do we find out about this specific plan that you have? I know we say we can go to thejplan.com, but tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about that plan and that product that you're selling. And then I'm going to be able to throw in some comparisons and some contrasting while you're introducing some of the other topics for today. So tell us a little bit about the J Plan.
Well, the J Plan is, it's a 12-week, all-inclusive, online, personal fitness system. So it's one of those programs where it's not just workouts, where you're following somebody, putting you through just workouts. Okay, we have video workouts. I mean, wrong, but we also have nutrition. We have a cardio plan, and we also have personal coaching from me. So it's a plan. It's one of those things where I personal train people every day, and if they don't do their cardio and if they don't eat right, they don't reach their goals. And this program puts it all together. It's not just the physical, the workout aspect of it, but it's also the nutrition and the cardio aspect of it too. And it gives you, it's self-paced. So you get the program, you buy the program, and you get access to a members area where you can download all the videos that describe, that show you exactly how to do every exercise in order, and then you have a written workout plan that you can watch or access via your mobile phone or through your computer or whatever device that you have on hand. And you can do this at home or the gym, and it's not, you don't have to wait for shipping or anything like that. This is something that you have access to immediately. And you can download the videos or watch them online. So it's a 12-week program, and it goes in three phases. So the difficulty increases with each phase, each four-week phase. And you get biweekly emails. You have access to me 24/7 via email, phone, or Skype. And, it's one of those, I really wanted to give all the tools possible to help you succeed. I found out what works and what doesn't work. And a lot of nowadays we're very attracted to just the latest thing and the greatest technology. But I found that what really works is human interaction and a solid plan. And that's what I put together. And I did that at an affordable price at $29.95, three payments, which is less than $90 for a 12-week program.
That's incredible. So for those people listening in, I was doing some research, obviously, when we were doing this radio show, by comparisons, what it costs. So I went online, like many people do, and I started to look around, and I just ran across one program that was $1,900. And it wasn't something like you physically went in there and you worked out with somebody like a personal trainer kind of thing. It was a kind of like an online course and an online evaluation. And, who am I to say that $1,900 isn't the right price for whatever they're providing, but $1,900 is outside the realm of a lot of people's budget, especially in tougher economic times. And the idea that you priced it out as three payments of $29.95 is just incredible. And it's a 12-week course, and of course, you get access to that information. You'll be able to use that for a lifetime. So thanks for going through that. And for anybody that's listening in, if you want to connect with a great guy, I mean, Jeremy's been on our radio show quite often. He's just mild-tempered. It's not even going to get barked at like by a drill sergeant or anything else like that. He's a good guy that knows how to manage his people. I'm sure Jeremy, being a football player and a discus thrower and all that sort of stuff, you can yell at people if you wanted to. I'm sure you've done it a couple of times. But the reality is you work with the person you're working with, you can give them a customized plan. And the idea that you're accessible to them, to me, is really important. So I love the story. So for those people listening in, I love the story of also how you helped one gal on The Biggest Loser. So listen to some previous radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio. Find the Jeremy Allen segment and listen to that one as well. That was kind of heartfelt as well. Okay, so let's talk about some stuff. In the process of me doing some research, I was looking for, you know, how did people go about and lose weight? And, of course, you know, eat less and sleep better and drink more water and all that sort of stuff seems to be somewhat familiar. But one thing that we did not talk about was an outside-of-the-box scenario, and that was in relationship to medical surgery. So, you know, some people actually, I guess, have whatever medical surgery would be. I'm sure they're not chopping off limbs as far as ways to lose weight. They're probably modifying stomachs, intestines, or anything else like that. So have you had any experience with people that have tried that and succeeded or tried that and failed? Or what's your philosophy on medical surgery as far as one way of losing weight?
You know, I feel like surgery, if you are morbidly obese and you're at a place where exercise, you have a timetable on you where, you know, eating right and working out, is you need to do something immediately, I feel like surgery is an option. If the doctor doesn't say, you know, you're gonna die in 30 days, you know, if he doesn't say that, then I think the best option is to go ahead and get on a workout program and get on a diet program. You know, so my experience has been, I have family members, I actually don't have clients that I've had when they've worked with me. I've had clients that have had the surgery before working with me, and then they gain the weight back, and then they start working with me. That's the clients that I've had. And from all the experience that I've had, all the people that I know that have had, you know, any sort of a weight reduction surgery, they all tend to gain it back if they don't have a strong routine in place. And they don't understand the long-term picture of fitness and a healthy lifestyle. It's just the reality of it. So a lot of people, they say, okay, I just want to get this weight off. I'm gonna go get surgery, and that's it. But they haven't developed the habits. They haven't created the lifestyle. They don't know what to do. So my suggestion would be to really understand what it takes to live a healthy lifestyle and to keep the weight off. Get as far as you can that way, and if you still need to get surgery, then go ahead. Otherwise, it's not going to really do you much good, because you're going to gain all the weight back. You're gonna fall right back into those habits because you haven't already created the healthy habits.
Right, exactly. So let's face it, you know, when it comes to surgery and things like that, there's certain specific situations where that would be certainly applicable and probably the best method. I mean, when I recently fell and I broke a couple of ribs, if the doctor would have said to me, well, go to the health food store, or, you know, no, we have to do surgery to fix these things, I think I would have picked the surgery, you know, because that's what
right.
had to be done. There are some life-threatening situations, but if it's to replace discipline, probably not a good idea. So you can't fix your weight loss problems with your credit card by itself or maybe a surgeon's knife. Those might even be
right.
somewhat scary situations as well. Okay, so you were talking a little bit about, you know, you have to have things in balance, and if you don't have everything in balance, you can kind of mess things up. And let's talk then about alcohol, because, you know, I guess if you're doing the right things, maybe alcohol could really kind of mess things up. So what is the role that alcohol might play in people being able to lose the weight?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of work with a lot of people that they live stressful lives. They're busy and they're stressful, and they just like to drink, you know, and it helps them relax and it helps them, you know, take the edge off and that whole sort of thing. But what tends to happen is you tend to drink more than you realize, and that compounded over time equals a lot of calories. You know, also alcohol really inhibits your metabolism. It slows down your metabolism, and it dehydrates you. And it's just one of those things where if you could stay away from the alcohol and avoid those extra calories, you can find yourself so much farther ahead. Also, when you are drinking alcohol, what I found is you aren't necessarily aware of how much you eat while you're doing that. A lot of people, they'll go and have some drinks, but then they'll eat anything and everything around. They're eating chips and salsa with it, and they're eating munchies, and just because they don't realize it at the time. But then you've not only you had the calorie from the alcohol, but you've also added a lot of extra calories from the extra food that you're taking in, and then you're just setting yourself back that way. So if you can just overall avoid the alcohol as much as possible and say, hey, I understand living a good life and enjoying life, having a drink here and there. I totally don't knock that. I just think it just needs to be planned, and you need to understand that those are calories as well when you do that. So I say, okay, why don't you guys cut it down? Instead of going every night for a glass of wine or whatever, why don't you do one day during the week and one day on the weekend? Can we do that? And then kind of work from there. So I just really suggest that from a dehydration standpoint, what it does, from a caloric standpoint, from the extra calorie standpoint, really try to avoid alcohol as much as possible.
Excellent. And then you said dehydrate. So how important is water in the program that you have?
Well, I think water is going to be so important in any exercise program, just because it moves everything. Water is the mobilizer for everything in your body. You need it for lubrication of your joints, you know, recovery, muscle soreness, muscle fatigue, you know, just overall flexibility and mobility. It's just so important to stay hydrated because, you know, without water, we really can't function. So I don't want to say that water is important just for my program, but it's important for any program that you're doing, especially if you're going to be exerting yourself. So I really encourage, you know, drinking water and also having some sort of a sports drink or electrolyte sort of drink as well, because there needs to be a balance with electrolytes in actual water, which is a little more detailed. But having a nice sports drink while you're working out or immediately after is great. But I don't want to get too far into sports drinks, because some sports drinks have a lot of sugar in them, and people tend to drink those late at night, and that could be another issue. But as far as for the workout, water and a sports drink closely during and right after the workout is ideal.
Do you have any particular types of sport drinks that you like, whether they're from a specific company or anything else, or which ones you'd stay away from?
Well, I'm an Advocare distributor myself, Advocare supplement. We have a great rehydration drink. It only has about 6 grams of sugar in it, but it has an optimal balance of electrolytes to water, basically. And you can also, if you wanted to get, some like Gatorade or something like that, as long as it's a G2 and something that has a low amount of sugar. You want to have single digits of sugar per serving when you're drinking those drinks, just because that can lead to extra calories, unwanted calories. So you really just want to get the electrolytes out of there, because you want to have a balance between your electrolytes and your water. It's a whole sodium potassium thing, and because that's going to keep your body at an optimal fluid balance all throughout.
Excellent. So for, you know, my suggestion, I know you're not saying it, but if you're going to be taking the J Plan as a customer, make sure you talk to Jeremy about the things that he has in his network marketing companies or the home-based businesses too, because you might be able to become a distributor, save some money, and you're going to be using the stuff anyway. So you'll probably be also sharing with other people as well. So I'm that big home-based business evangelist, and I like home-based businesses and people that are pushing that entrepreneurial thing as well. We're going to be coming right back after this brief commercial. We're talking to Jeremy Allen on Building Fortunes Radio. Here we go.
You've been listening to the J Plan Radio Show, brought to you by The J Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mugel. This special segment can be heard again anytime with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The J Plan is a 12-week all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared toward helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. You can learn more by going to the website www.thejplan.com. That's www.thejplan.com. Through the link on the J Plan Show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For many years, the J Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Our special guest, Jeremy Allen, has an extensive background in fitness and wellness as a personal trainer and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jeremy. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com and click on the J Plan Radio Show link to learn more and to hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to the J Plan Radio, and now back to our show.
Okay, and we're back. Peter Mingles here, interviewing Jeremy Allen for thejplan.com, thejplan.com on Building Fortunes Radio. You want to definitely check it out. I'm going to kind of take a little transition to talk to people about how they can kind of get started. And I'm going to kind of throw in a little story that may be a little bit more applicable than most people realize. I remember when I was a younger parent and my kids were driving down to Daytona Beach to do some karate lessons with Master Lee. And Master Lee was this great guy that would have some karate lessons. And the boys went down there. And my little daughter, she was much smaller. She'd run around on the mats after the kids were done. And, you know, she'd watch the boys and stuff like that. And then I said to her, would you like to take lessons? And she said, no. And I said to myself, that is so... I said first to myself, I thought this was going to be an easy yes, because she was always actively involved in watching and, you know, kind of doing some stuff. And then when she said no, I said to her, why? And she says, because I don't know how. And I said, there's a lesson here. Like, she didn't want to take lessons because she didn't know how. How many people don't lose weight or don't get personally engaged because they just don't know how to get started? And sometimes they forget. Well, this is the way you get started. You buy the J plan. You start talking to Jeremy. Some people are just kind of, I don't know, Jeremy, maybe they're nice. Maybe they're not, maybe they don't want to inconvenience people. I don't know why people don't take action sometimes. Talk to us about how people can feel comfortable working with Jeremy Allen. Like, how do they get started?
Well, the easiest way to get started, first of all, is contact me. And, you know, understand that I'm a person just like you are. And I've worked with people that have been in worse places than you are. And, you know, I think a lot of times when people don't feel athletic or they don't feel like they – you know, can move, or they don't feel like they can do something. They just want, they're a little intimidated by that. But the reality is, we all have our shortcomings. We all have the things that we fear. And the only way to overcome that is to just jump in and dive in and understand that, you know, first of all, I'm a professional and I've seen everything. I've seen it all. And you're not going to surprise me. So you communicate, you know, jump out and you communicate with a professional, hopefully me, but you communicate with the professional about where you are and where you want to go, and then you carefully take steps. You take steps. Okay, what's the next step? And you do it. The next step, you do it. And you work together through it. You don't, you know, just buy the program and go off and, you know, on your own. We work through this thing together, and, you know, we stay in communication. And, you know, we're going to have ups and downs. It's going to be tough. Nothing worth having is easy. But once you get to that point where, wow, I've seen progress, you're like, okay, I see what's going on here. I'm making progress. And you just keep going. You step it. So to get started, you take action. You know, you make a move that says, okay, I'm making a change. You know, you make a definitive move. And then we get in communication ASAP, and then we start working towards your goals. So that's what you do. You just jump out there, and you make a bold move. You know, you either purchase the program or you contact me, whatever you do, and then we get going from there.
And I think it's a human nature sometimes to make the mistake of comparing themselves and the situation they're in to maybe a personal trainer like you. Like, not everybody needs to be a Jeremy Allen as good as you look and as fit as you are. And this is your lifestyle. I mean, this is the type of things that you're doing. I think we probably would be a little bit hesitant to join your personal training thing if you were 387 pounds and, you know, overweight and you're smoking and drinking and doing all those types of things. We'd expect you to be a little bit like a poster boy for your own product, you know? How can you teach me to do something if you haven't been able to do it? But hopefully, right, you'll be in the shape till you're 90 million years old. But if I were to join, it's not like I have to match up with your goals. I have to match up with my goals, right? So there's got to be some psychological training for those people that don't get started or maybe think that they're failing because they don't look like you after, you know, 3 days. Or maybe they can't ever look like you, maybe just genetically speaking or something else. Maybe they just don't have the time. Talk to us about how they can be successful by their own definition, or how important that part is.
Well, that's very important. I think you always need to think about running your own race. Everyone is trying, you know, it's very easy to compare yourself with this person or that person. But when you do that, you take focus off yourself, and you don't make the strides, and you don't make progress because you're not focused on yourself. So you always have to think about running your own race and think about, okay, in comparison to where I am, where do I want to be? And that's what we focus on. And that's what's the most important thing. And it's, you know, just like that in anything in life, you know, you want to focus on being the best that you can be, because, you know, that person that might look that certain way, they might have other things that they're dealing with. You know, they have other shortcomings. They have things that they want to do better at. So, you know, it might appear one way, but the reality is if we focus on ourselves and you focus on being the best that you can be, we can get to those goals and we can slowly step towards it. And you can look back at that first day and like, wow, I've really come a long way. So that's really what I encourage, is to really say, okay, where am I and how can I be the best that I can be? And if we do that, if we focus on that, that will make the difference. That will take all the stress and strain out of things, knowing that we're just doing our best, you know. So that's how I look at it, and the way I encourage people to say, okay, you might not look like the models on TV or on the magazines, but compared to the way you looked a year ago or 6 months ago or 3 weeks ago, you look great and you're doing great. And if you do that and you keep doing that, you're going to be where you want to be in no time.
Right, so the question would be, is it's really not a matter of, in most situations, a matter of if they can be where they want to be. It's just really a matter of their dedication and the time that it's going to take.
Exactly.
I learned a long time ago when I was in direct sales, someone once said to me that, or they said at the front of the class, they said, you know, you are who you are and where you are based on the decisions that you've made and the actions you've taken over the last 2 to 5 years. And I started to question that myself. I said, is that true? You know, sometimes you hear stuff and you say, is that, like, true or is it just a cliche? And I started looking backwards and I said, you know, that's really true. I am who I am and where I am based on a lot of the decisions that I made 2 to 5 years ago. So then I kind of just said to myself, well, could then I change where I want to be in the next 2 to 5 years, maybe based on some of the actions and decisions I make starting today? Like, can I design this whole thing? And the answer is most likely yes. And if I needed some help, obviously the jplan.com is one of the places I would go for both physical and mental as well. And I think being physically fit and feeling good and being the proper weight, it has so many ramifications. It's like the building block of a lot of other really good things that happen. So, Jeremy, we have about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you close it up, and then we're going to play our exit. And thanks for being here. Back to you.
Oh, no problem. Well, I just want to close it out with, hey, we're all people. We all have things that we're afraid of. We all have things that we're hesitant about. And we all have things that we're struggling with. But if you want to be a healthier person, if you want to reach your next goal, if you want to be the best that you can be, I encourage you to take action. You know, I encourage you to pick up the phone or email me or whatever it is, even if it's not me, do something, but take a definitive act, do a definitive act to say, hey, I'm going to do something about where I am because I want to get better. And if you do that and then you take that chance, take that risk, you will not regret it. Because it's about taking action. And I'm going to be here letting you know, I'm going to be here every step of the way with you, and I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to be supportive, and I'm going to make sure I do everything on my part to help you reach those goals. So I'll give that back to you, Peter, and I thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been an honor.
Excellent.
And
you've been listening to the J-Plan Radio Show, brought to you by the J-Plan on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jeremy Allen and Peter Mingle. Thanks for listening. For many years, the J-Plan has been helping individuals achieve the fit and healthy bodies they've always wanted. Go to www.thejplan.com to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host, Jeremy Allen, shares crucial information about how to effectively create a healthy lifestyle for the long term. The J-Plan is a 12-week, all-inclusive online fitness system that is geared towards helping users achieve an optimal level of strength, tone, fat loss, endurance, and agility. so listen in, get inspired, and learn how to realistically create a healthier lifestyle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more of the J-Plan segments with Jeremy Allen and Peter Meagle. And check out www.thejplan.com. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jeremy, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.